today, but you could hear us, and we sound a lot better than we look, so it's good. It's better that way. How's everybody doing today? Good? Do I have any excited people this Sunday morning? Yeah? A few of you? Good. So, as most of you, if not all of you know, Pastor Mike is still in the hospital. He's doing better, and later in the service, we'll give a little bit more of an update. But today, as we worship, I just want, obviously, we're going to do this every time we worship, position our hearts towards Jesus. But today, I feel like as we worship, we're standing in the gap for Pastor Mike. We are loosening the things that are not supposed to be here over Pastor Mike. We're you know, if it doesn't exist in heaven, it doesn't exist here. And so as we, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, as we're releasing heaven over this place, over our city, that we're doing it with the heart of we're declaring these words, the goodness of God over our pastor today, as he's in his hospital room, over Gaylene. You know, those of you who are married understand, like, your spouse is your everything; they're your best friend, and you know she's a strong woman for sure. And so we just want to release the goodness of God over those two and over their children and everyone that is involved. Amen. And so why don't we stand? I'm going to pray, and then we'll get into this, just declaring Jesus over today. So God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are alive, Lord. We thank you that your word is truth. And we thank you, Jesus, that heaven is real, that heaven isn't just some far off place that we get to go someday when we die, but heaven is here now. And God, we just release heaven over this place, over every person here, every person that can hear my voice, Lord, over Pastor Mike, over Gaylene. God, and we just thank you, Jesus, Lord, that you are in the healing business, that you are in the business of restoration, of reconciliation. God, that you are a big God, that there is nothing bigger than you. And as we worship your name today, Lord, we put the stake in the ground, that the immovable stake that says we are here to worship you and that we believe your word. We believe that you can do miracles, that you can do mighty things. And not only can you do, that you will do. So we come with expectant hearts today. Jesus, even right now in the room, if there's anyone that needs a touch of from you, a miraculous healing, that you would touch them, that people would walk out of this place whole, walk out of this place with new knees, walk out of this place with new backs, walk out of this place with new eyes. And God, for anybody whose heart has been troubled by recent events, been troubled by the last year, troubled by circumstances, that your peace would just overflow their lives. And we just thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Jesus, that you're here, that you're doing a mighty work, that there's nothing greater than you, that we can try to chase money, we could try to chase notoriety, we could try to chase fame, we could try to chase whatever it is, God, but there's nothing greater than you. There's nothing greater than you. Come on, church, just begin to put the name of Jesus on your lips this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here, that you're moving, God, that you're moving in this place. Thank you, Jesus, that right now you're breathing new life into Pastor Mike, that you're blessing, Lord, his immune system. You're blessing, Lord, his stomach. You're blessing his intestines. You're blessing his blood. God, that he's covered by the blood. He's covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're giving him new blood, new life. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you, God. There never has been, and there never will be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
thank you that your presence is here.
There is no light. You love.
every time we need you, we're met by love. We can lift our hands to heaven, full of faith. It's every time we worship, we see your face. And we run straight into your arms, unafraid. It's every time we need you, we're met by love. Every time we worship, we see your face. 'Cause every time we worship, we see your face. 'Cause every time we worship, we see your face. 'Cause every time we worship, we see your face. There is no
somebody has something that they need to release over the church today. I want to give you an opportunity to come up and share whatever that is in your heart.
Can you hear me? There we go. Good morning, church family. Hi, Mila. I was just back there worshiping right now with all of you guys, and I am just like overwhelmed with God's goodness and how much we like are so powerful here together. Like, you know, I worship at home, but like something is different when we're here together. So I just want to encourage everybody that like to see the power that we have here with each other when we're collectively coming together in the name of Jesus, and that we just are just able to be poured out through each other and just receive from God and just bless God. Like I felt like our opportunity to bless God is just so much more powerful here, that we can just love on him and praise him and worship him for everything that he is and everything that he has done and will do. And I'm just so thankful for you guys. Like really, really thankful. So
thank you.
Yeah.
On the cross. He didn't stop healing when he ascended to heaven. Healing is for right now. It's for today. That's the God we serve. The healing God. Not a God that we pray safe prayers to, but a God that we pray dangerous prayers to. That we say, bring the dead things back to life.
Yes, God.
Restore bodies in the name of Jesus. It's why we're here, to worship his name, to go after the things that the enemy thinks he's won in. We are victorious. We are on the winning side of this. Jesus, Jesus. Extend your hands to Pascal right now. We're just going to release a blessing over that place. Release a blessing over Pastor Mike. Release a blessing over his hospital room, over his body. In Jesus' name, you're the God who was and is to come. God who was and is to come. God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. Yes, you are. The God who was and is to come. That's you. The power of the risen one. Jesus. God who brings the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in
God,
you.
God of miracles.
I believe in
God,
you.
God of miracles.
I believe in
God,
you.
God of miracles.
You're the God of miracles. That is who you are. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. We declare it. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. You never stopped. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of
Hello?
Lord, I just thank you that we all get together here today, Lord, and I just pray that today we would all just be, we would all just feel your presence, Lord, that not one of us would not be touched by your hand, Lord, and that our hearts would just be touched by you, and that we would just be filled with you, Lord. And I thank you for the lives that will get changed today, Lord. And I thank you that even though that it was a tough year in 2020, that 2021 will just sprout into amazingness, Lord, that we will just, I just declare over everyone here, every heart, Lord, that these people here would just be life changers. They will be life changers, Lord. Lord, and I just thank you for that, that you filled the room with life changers, that you filled the room with your presence, Lord.
Hey, church. So thank you so much for being here today, and we just thank you for stepping in the gap and helping fight for Pastor Mike right now while he's having a hard time fighting for himself. And so we're just going to lift those things up in prayer right now. If anybody feels like they have anything on their heart that they'd like to pray, you are more than welcome to come up and just make those declarations or those prayers. So Jesus, we just thank you, Father. I thank you for who you are in and through Pastor Mike right now. Father, I thank you for your tangible presence in that room, that it would be thick like molasses, Jesus, and that there would be a peace that surpasses all the chaos that's going on or that they might be feeling, Father, so much so that even people in the other rooms are beginning to feel the peace, Jesus. And that the staff, Lord, every time they walk into where Pastor Mike is, that they just cannot help but feeling that there's a shift, that there's something different, Jesus, and that there's more going on in, at work in the supernatural there, Father, that their spirits are lifted every time and encouraged every time they walk into that room, Jesus. And I just pray, Father, that you would just continue your healing work from glory to glory in Pastor Mike's body, Jesus, that we would continue to get praise report after praise report of his blood pressure rising, of his ability to be able to get up out of the bed and hold food down, hold liquids down, Father, that he would be in no more pain, Jesus, that it would just be gone right now. We just say be gone in Jesus' name, and we pray for your peace and your joy and healing to take its place, Father. And there'd be no trauma from this, Jesus. We just do not give it permission to stick in Jesus' name. Yeah, wholeness right now, that his, and even his intestine, Father, would just be completely healed in Jesus' name. That he would grow his new one, Jesus. And that his body would be able to function better than what it did before he went in, Jesus. He really is. You're the God of miracles, God. So let's just give him a hand. Let's just say thank you, Jesus. All right. So welcome to One Life Family Worship. I still want to call it Church on the Move. That's how old it was that long ago that I was here. But I'm just really glad you guys are here. It's nice to see all your beautiful faces. You guys are such a good-looking crowd. But yeah, so like Eric said, there is some praise reports going on with Pastor Mike today. He is able to hold down ice chips, which is a huge win, because before he wasn't able to hold anything down, and they had to just continue to put him on IV, which they still do need to do IV therapy, but ultimately, he's starting to, there's progress. We're seeing glory to glory in Jesus' name. So we're just going to celebrate every win, right? Yeah. What? Okay.
All right. I don't know how Pastor Mike does it. Transition from singing to preaching. Because my voice just wants to keep going like this.
Hey, babe. We have somebody that wants to share something.
Oh, yes.
So the Lord really put this on my heart. I don't know who needs to hear this, but whether it be a wife repenting on behalf of her husband or a husband repenting on behalf of his wife or a Yakima citizen repenting on behalf of Yakima or an American citizen repenting on behalf of the United States, I believe that there really needs to be a spirit of turning away from sin and evil and the things that the enemy puts in our lives and our heart and a turning toward the goodness of God.
Mm. All right, good morning, everybody. You guys doing well? good as we can be. I got a text from my mom, my mom number two, Nancy's mom. She said, "Lord, we declare all healing and provision over heaven, over Pastor Mike and Gaylene. Let there be such a flood that all the patients and medical staff around Mike's room feel it and see it and receive it. Let his Shekinah glory rest in his room." Amen. 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 So just hear the prayer points for Pastor Mike. Like Nancy said, he is the goal. One of the big goals today is that he would be able to take down liquids because he's just been on an IV. And yeah, and so prayer points that his blood level would level up, his strength would level up, the pain would decrease, the nausea would decrease, and just continued wisdom for the doctors. And so we're just going to continue releasing that. Thank you for everyone who Thursday night, I think it was, mm-hmm. when we prayed on Zoom. Nancy and I just really felt like that's what we do as a family, as believers, as the church, capital C church. When we have somebody in need, we pray. We pray. That's what our mandate is that not just to tell people, oh, I'll be praying for that, but actually stop and pray and do it. And that's not, I've done it, believe you me, I've definitely done that. Yeah, I'll pray for you, and I forget. God knows, and he's going to bless it. But what I've really tried to practice, what we've really tried to practice doing is like, something's happening, something illegal in the spirit is happening, and we're going to go after that.
Right now.
Right, we're going to say, no, this is not okay, Pastor. God, you know that our pastor is yours, and his body belongs to you. His everything from his insides to his outsides to the lack of hair on his head, and that he is yours. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to keep declaring, keep praying, and we'll definitely try to update as much as we can.
For sure. And I just want to tell you guys now, like, if you haven't had an opportunity to connect with Tara, to give her your number if you're not on the prayer list already to be notified, please connect with Tara. Can you just make yourself known for those who might not know? Yes. Meet with her sometime after service and just make sure she has your number. Check in with her just real quick so you guys can get those notifications, because I have a feeling that through this year we're going to want to get together and just have some sporadic prayer times with each other, even not always just for a bad set, but just because we want to get together and pray with you guys and just be on assignment with whatever the Lord is breathing out to do, that we would like to just be there with him. And Tara is amazing at networking those things and getting those things together. So, and yeah, we just like you to be part of it because you're our family.
Yeah, prayer is so significant. Like, I know it sounds like the most basic thing, but I think a lot of times there are a lot of churches that have something like a prayer chain, something that gets sent to you. And I've done it. You know, I was on the prayer chain back in when we were here, and you get the text and you're like, oh, that's sad. And then you don't do anything. You're like, okay, awesome. Well, thanks for notifying me. That's not what that's for. That's for you again. It's like a siren. Something's happening. Let's stop and take a second. It doesn't have to be half an hour long prayer. It could be a minute prayer, as long as we do something, because it is impossible for nothing to happen when we lift our prayers up to God. Amen? Amen. It is impossible. I need you guys to get that today, that when we lift up our praises to heaven, when we lift up our prayers to heaven, our declarations to heaven, there's something moving. Even if we don't see it happen right now, we prayed Thursday night and Pastor Mike continued to be in the hospital. Would it have been amazing if that night they sent him home? Absolutely. And that, I believe that could have happened. But I'm not going to sit here and think, Pastor Mike's in the hospital, our prayers don't work, let me just stop praying. No. God is still on the throne. He's still moving in his life. And no, I don't have all the answers. It's a mystery of why sometimes things happen all of a sudden and sometimes don't. But I'm still going to believe that something is happening. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So we have a couple announcements before we get too spiritual. So the first announcement is this. We want to take down the Christmas decorations because it's January something.
Out with the old and in with the new.
And I'm just going to say it, that as a delivery guy, I work for FedEx. When I drive around town and see people with decorations still up on their house, I judge them. Just kidding. I pray for them and say, Jesus, just release them from the old. No. But I'm joking. I'm joking. But, you know, it is a new year and we need to get this stuff down. And so we took it upon ourselves to coordinate this. Pastor Mike and Gay didn't ask us to do this. We just wanted to make sure it gets done so they don't have to even think about it. And so we, the day that we're thinking of doing it, and anybody who can be here would be amazing. Many hands make light work, is this Tuesday around 5. So
I'm hoping that it'll be maybe, you know, not super long, especially if we have a couple hands that can come. That would make it really quickly, and then we can all disperse and go have dinner or something. But we just want to make sure that Christmas teardown is happening. If you can, that'd be great. If not, pray for us while we're tearing down, so that way it seems easier than it is.
Yeah, because I don't know where this stuff goes, so I'm just going to put it in a room somewhere and we'll figure it out. And so Tara's giving me that. No, we'll make sure it goes where it goes. So the last thing, really exciting, we mentioned it last Sunday, is the youth here at the church. So we have decided that we're going to launch into our youth ministry here for the church, for any teenager that wants to come. Teenager present, if you have friends, tell them to come. And we're going to host this at our house, and you know, for the near future at least, and then move forward, we'll be here at the church. But for now, the style that we've done is that we like teenagers in our home. We like to, it brings us life, and we just like to hang out. And so the first youth meeting will be January 18th, right?
Yes.
It's a Monday.
That's a Monday.
And we're going to meet from 6:30 to 8:30. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have my number, then I need you to get out your phone. And I think everybody have it. Do you have my number? Do you have a phone? Okay. I'm going to give you my number right now. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Parents, too, or anyone who might have a youth, make sure you're taking this down.
So it's 509-833-0370. Okay. And just text me your name and your info, because just that way we can communicate, hey, this is what's happening, this is what we're doing, and as we move forward, we'll be able to communicate. And feel free to give that number out, too, if you have friends and are like, hey, this guy at our church is having youth, and so it's not weird, and they can call me and talk to me.
It'll just help us. So if we have a sudden change in venue for any reason, or that, you know, we can get a hold of you and let you know. And parents too, we would really like to connect with you guys, let you know like how the night went, if there's anything that we talked about that maybe we want to make sure that you're involved in and know what's going on. So
awesome, got it, Adam. Thank you. So we're gonna try to zoom. It's already 11:48. So we don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Yes. And so bear with us. We have a message. It only takes us 2 hours to preach. And so
I'm not the long-winded one.
Okay. So we're going to share. We had something that was put on our heart, and we're going to do our best to communicate clearly. And Nancy and I communicate in two different ways. And so forgive us for it being messy, but we're in a new year, and we wanted to communicate what it looks like, some practicals to what it looks like to not let this year just happen to you, but you actually happen to your year, right? Because it's really easy to get through. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but like I've had it where I've gotten through and it's October and I'm like, what did I even do this year? What did I accomplish this year? Like, oh my gosh, like Christmas is right around the corner. And I actually didn't see anything happen. And I want to make sure that we're people that are really intentional with what God has given us, the gifts that he's given us, the people in our lives that he's given us, and that we're actually living an intentional life. Amen? Amen. And so we're going to read in Luke 19, and I don't have it up on the screen, so just believe me that this is what the Bible says.
Or if you have a Bible, pull it out.
Yes, it's okay to bring your Bible to church. It's not illegal. I would never bring my Bible to church, so take that for what it is. But I have a phone, and there's a Bible on there, so I'm covered. All right, so Luke 19. It's okay. Luke 19, verse 1 is where we're going to start. And this is a story that many of us have probably heard, but it has really good stuff in it. So this is Luke 19. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, all the short people, Zeke, said amen. He was short. He could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him being Jesus, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and I have cheated. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So a couple things I want to point out here is this. One, Jesus loves short people. And so if you're vertically challenged, he loves you. Okay. So I'm not the tallest one, so I can say that. Okay. My wife moves.
She loves us tall people too.
She moves the seat back in the car every time. And it's so annoying because I have to reposition it. And so
at least you don't hit your knee on the dash every time you sit in the car.
Yeah. So here's something key that I want you guys to see. Zacchaeus positioned himself to see Jesus. Mm-hmm. How are you this year going to position yourself to see Jesus? Not just, are you going to go to church more? Are you going to read your Bible more? Are you going to pray more? Do those things too. But how are you positioning yourself to see Jesus? Because it has to be intentional. If we don't intentionally position ourselves to see Jesus and climb that tree to see where he is, then we'll just continue going through the motions. We'll continue living the same life. And sure, maybe we'll, you know, get some, you know, hear some great songs and read some great verses, and that's all great. But you guys, when you position yourself to see Jesus, that's when we get to experience the authentic encounter with God. Do you have anything?
Oh, just that you might miss an opportunity to be actively engaged with what's going on, and that would be really sad. So,
The other thing is this, is that not only did Zacchaeus position himself to see Jesus, he also positioned himself to be seen by Jesus. Mm-hmm. He could have climbed any tree anywhere just to see Jesus walk along. But he said, no, I'm going to climb this tree because I'm going to get to see him, but he's also going to get to see me.
That's right.
There are too many people that are in the church, in the big broader church, that do the thing, that go through the motions. Galen talks about it all the time, right? Ticking off the Christian boxes, right? And they're doing the thing. And they have this understanding and this belief that I'm seeing Jesus and Jesus is seeing me, but they're actually not letting Jesus in anywhere. And they're still plagued with fear and plagued with the doubt and plagued with all the things that Jesus is not about. Mm-hmm. And if we can truly allow ourselves to position ourselves to see Jesus, but also be seen by Jesus, it's amazing to see what happens when we do that, and the things that break off of our life, the things that we once were afraid of that we're not anymore. Mm-hmm. That allowing Jesus to see our mess, because life is messy. We're messy people, and the great thing about it is Jesus loves us. I have a 3-year-old, and she is so messy. Literally right now, today, when I was taking her out of the car, I realized she had paint splotches on her neck because she got into paint last night. And I'm like, I love you so much. in your mess with chocolate on your face and dirt under your nails and paint on your neck. And like, that's how Jesus sees us. That he looks at us and say, you're such a mess, but I love you. Mm. You can try to be perfect and try to look the part and try to do all the stuff, but you're not perfect, and that's okay, because I love you.
He loved you so much that he paid for you with his own blood. Like, he bought you in your mess. So he's not looking for us to come dolled up and perfect and faces on that say that everything's okay. He actually says for us to be contrite with them, like to be honest, like come to me in honesty. Don't fluff up your prayers. Don't give me, you know, thou art you, Lord. He wants to know, like, I don't like this. This really sucks right now. He already knows. He can see into your heart. But it's a matter of relationship when you can say, hey, I really don't like this. This is not my gig. What do I do? And you allow yourself to be exposed to him. There's a difference between him coming in, because he's a gentleman, and just forcing his way on you, versus you allowing him, when he knocks on that door, to open it and say, here I am, Lord. I'm yours. Please come in, know me, search me in my mess. And it's not always fun, though. If you pray that prayer, get ready for heart surgery. I'm just going to say, because he's faithful, right? And he'll do the right thing. But the biggest thing also is to remember that he came and purchased us with his blood and left to be back with his Father so that the helper could come. We have Holy Spirit inside of us, right? And in the Greek, that's the parakletos, para meaning beside. And the kaleo is, I believe, is alongside or to be called to. So it's all together. It's to be called to one side, to be our defender, to be our helper, to be our instigator and our champion. And so make sure that we're remembering there's that part of, there's God and Jesus and Holy Spirit. They're all in one, but they all operate differently for different purposes. And we need to make sure we're bathing ourselves in that and rely and using that resource, right? Like when you're going in to do something and you know you probably shouldn't listen, that's Holy Spirit. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Think about this first. Or if you all of a sudden are feeling irritable when you walk into a store and recognizing, wait, I wasn't irritable before I came in. What's going on? Oh, it's not mine. How do I omit what is mine? How do I bring the peace in this instead of taking the temperature and going into?
That's really good. So, yeah. So how, another question I want to ask this is, how do you plan this year to keep the peace? Peace. I heard this quote years ago, peace is not the absence of chaos. Peace is the presence of the man.
That's right.
That man being Jesus. So peace isn't life's perfect and everything's going great. And, you know, my kid doesn't get into paint and get stuff all over her. And, you know, my marriage is perfect and we never bicker when we're preparing for a message last night. Or am I getting too real? Because I think...
It's good.
Peace is inviting Jesus, being seen by Jesus in the midst of the mess. In the midst. Zacchaeus was a messy person. Mm-hmm. He admitted it. I'm a mess in so many words. I'm a tax collector. And those weren't popular people back in the day. They took a little bit more than they should have sometimes. But he made himself, because Zacchaeus allowed himself to be seen by Jesus and invite him in, Jesus was able to bring salvation into that home.
Amen.
So Jesus is willing to see you in your mess. Mm-hmm. Focus. This is another thing I want to encourage you guys with this year. Focus on what you want to see grow.
Amen.
It's really easy to focus on what we don't want. Like, anybody can do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want this. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be poor, and I don't want to be mad, and I don't want to be depressed, and I don't want to be sick. Great. That's fine. How about we start speaking into the things that you do want to happen?
That's right.
I want to prosper. I want to be healed. I want my marriage to be made whole. I want my body to be made whole. I want my family to be made whole. I want that brother that I've been praying for to come back to Jesus. And go after those things. Go after the messy things. Actually, like the seeds. We had the word last weekend when we prayed. It was heavy, heavy on the seed. The seeds that are going to be planted this year. The seeds that are going to be watered. We're focusing on what we want to see happen at this church at in this body right now. When we pray for Pastor Mike, we're praying for those things that we want to see. Yes, we don't want him in the hospital anymore. We don't want him to be sick, but we want his body to be made whole. We want him a miracle to take place in his body.
That's right. No, it's important along those lines, and how being able to happen to your year versus your year happening to you is speaking into those things. What are you focusing on? Because that's the fruit that you're going to be able to pull from when time comes and you need it, that sustenance. Are you pouring into and in tilling your soil with chaos and confusion and mad anger, all those things? Now, it's okay to process anger. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be confused for a minute, but don't stay there. Lean into Jesus and begin to then speak out in opposition of what it is that's going on with you. But make sure that you're planting seeds positivity and making sure that just know that the seeds that you plant is going to be the fruit that will come to fruition in those seasons, right? And so making sure that your soil, what are you feeding your soil? What are you feeding your spirit? Because you're either feeding your man or you're feeding your spirit, right? Are we delving into the news and being consumed by what's going on around us? Or are we taking more time and reading the word and what Jesus has to say about the situation? And it doesn't mean that we have to go walk in and not know what's going on. Absolutely be aware so we know how to pray and how to intercede. But making sure that what's being poured in on more heavily is what's going on with Jesus, right? Making sure that the main thing is staying the main thing, and that God is still good all the time, and he's still on the throne. This is no surprise to him. So partnering with him and finding out, okay, Lord, I know this is going on. This really sucks right now. What can I do? And it might just be that he's asking you just to be at home with your children and discipling them to be ready and steadfast in their faith so that they can go out and do the things that he calls them to do. And our job is just to be there and disciple them and walk them through that and teach them how to have that relationship by being honest in our own relationship with the Lord and making sure that we're not hiding ourselves and taking our private time all the time to do it, but that they're watching us walk this messy thing out called relationship with Jesus in the house, that they can see us. And not just your own biological children, people around you that the Lord has given you, spiritual children, spiritual moms and dads and friends, and leaning into each other, relationship. We are built for relationship, not to be isolated and not to try to figure it out on our own. So make sure that you have good cornerstones in your life, people of wisdom that you can lean into, that are not going to tell you all the pretty things you want to hear, but might challenge your thinking and call the gold out in you when you don't feel it.
You stopped when I was drinking a drink. So what you focus on is what ultimately is going to grow. What you dwell on is what you produce. We're going to produce fruit either way. The question is it going to be good fruit? What kind of fruit are you going to produce this year? Are you going to produce better fruit than last year? Because everybody, a lot of people are waiting to go back to normal, right? 2020 was crazy. They're like, I want to go back to normal. I don't want to go back to normal. I want to go back to better. I want to be better than I was before COVID-19, before the pandemic, before all the job loss. I want to be better than last year. So that's what I'm dwelling on. Nance, when we started dating, like first few weeks, I was 18, and it was my 19th birthday actually. And Nance came over to my parents' house to bake me a cake. And Nance loves baking. It's her thing. She does a great job at it. At this point, I'm just getting to know her and whatnot. And she was baking me a double-layered chocolate cake.
It was
a German chocolate cake. And it just didn't come out. It didn't look pretty. Here's what I believe happened.
I tried so hard, you guys. It was so bad. And it's not just him. His mom and his stepdad at the time were there. And it's just not going my way.
Here's what I believe happened. That she manifested that cake to look like garbage. Okay? Listen, I know that sounds mean. But here's what I believe. She was so focused on the cake not looking bad that ultimately that's what happened.
Okay.
totally true.
She was so worried about the cake looking bad that it came out looking bad. It tasted great, mind you. And I was thinking about this when we were preparing last night. I was like, that is, for me, a picture of our life. When we focus on what we don't want to happen, that's unfortunately sometimes what then manifests in our life. Mm-hmm. But the goodness of God is that he's able to use our messy cake,
yes,
the ingredients we put in it, and make it taste sweet.
That's
good. That's the goodness of our God. He's able to take the junk that we put into our life. And I'm not saying, I'm not excusing our sinful nature to say, let's just live a life of sin because God can use anything. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. That's a foolish way of thinking. But what I am saying is that because we are people, we will make mistakes and we will produce messy cakes. Mm-hmm. Jesus, when we allow him in to come in, he can say, great, it doesn't look so good. I'm going to make it taste good though. Because mm-hmm. you allowed me in on it.
That's right.
And the cake tasted amazing.
Thanks.
And I ended up proposing to her the next year because of it. So.
Right. Oh.
Off of a cake.
No, but along, just to tag onto that, making sure that, oh man, I just lost my thought. Shoot, just kidding. I'll come back to it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're going to wrap up here soon because it's already after 12. A part of this as well is taking care of yourself.
Yes.
This is key in our lives, is that if we want to have a fruitful life, we need to make sure that we're not losing sight of taking care of us. Mm-hmm. It sounds really nice and holy to be so selfless, mm-hmm. and give yourself to everybody. However, I don't believe for a second that is the call on any of our lives, that we would be so drained of who we are and give all of our life to everyone else and not actually take care of us. Mm-hmm. That verse when Jesus talks about, you know, when he gets asked by the Pharisees, what are the greatest commandments? And he responds, he breaks it all down. Here's the two commandments. Love God, right?
Love your heart, soul, and mind.
All your heart, soul, and mind. And love others like what? Like you love
yourself.
And I know this is may seem, you know, elementary to some of us, but I want to remind us that we actually can't fully and truly love the world, love our city, love others, love our children, love our spouse, until we're actually loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're fed, making sure that we're, you know, that our mental psyche is taken care of, that we're getting our quiet time, that we're
eating,
getting our alone time. Like, it's so important that we take care of ourselves. Now, there's a line, and we can get too far on that side and be like, well, no, this is me time and I don't want to take care of anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having a balance in life though.
Yes. And part of that is knowing your whys and then building off of that. So once you know your whys and what you're doing, setting goals and knowing where your absolutes and your negotiables are, like, so that your yeses can be really good yeses, so that you know how to say no when you need to, because you know that when you're saying yes to this thing, you're saying no to this. So where are your priorities and why? And making sure that you're building those up and walking those out and building core values for yourself, because that's super important. It feels selfish when we have to say no sometimes. It's one of the hardest things for me. I'm a yes man to the core. But learning, like, oh, but when I continue to say yes to this, I'm saying no to them. At my workplace, I would say yes all the time, take extra shifts and come home late. And then I realized, oh, but I have nothing to give them. I have nothing to give me. And so it's just building. I'm still learning this real well, is how to manage me and how to make sure that I'm eating properly so that I can have the energy to be able to run with my kids, or making sure that I know my why, that I'm saying a yes to this thing so that I know why I'm saying no to that. And making sure, so that my absolutes stay absolute and my negotiables, I have room to wiggle a little. Yeah. Thanks.
Does anybody have anything they want to share? Just want to give you guys opportunity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to pray. And thank you guys for...
Bye.
Okay, just real quick. So just a recap on practical applications for this year on how to happen to your year and not let your year happen to you. Okay, make sure you're keeping the main thing, meaning Jesus is at the forefront of all that you do. Your relationship with the Lord, and that you're leaning into Holy Spirit and allowing Him to guide you. That you are feeding yourself, taking care of yourself, self-care. Find out your whys. Make sure that you have your negotiables and your absolutes and that you stick true to them. And it's okay if you mess up here and there. Just make sure that you get up again. Give yourself grace to know that you're learning and that this is a learning thing, right? Ooh, Gina has something to say.
Ooh, Gina.
Good morning, you guys. When Eric had mentioned earlier that if there was something in somebody's heart to say, I kind of wanted to come up, but then when Tanya came, I was like, okay, well, it was Tanya. So then Eric right now, when he said that, I'm like, I better go up because I don't want the Lord to smite me or anything. No, he's not going to smite me. But I just want to say that I've been going through some things, you know, physically, and like I have this blood clot in my eye that came up, and it's been coming up, you know, quite frequently. And so I had gone to the doctors this week, and you know, I called my doctor, and I was like, I just think that you need to look at it. I shouldn't be waking up with, you know, like my eyes all red. And so he said, okay, go ahead and come in. And so I went in and did some blood work, and they looked at my eye, and he was just like, yeah, you know, it looks bad. And I'm like, it looks bad, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're not supposed to say that. You're my doctor. You're supposed to help me, like, feel better. And he's like, no, it just looks bad, but it's not, you know, it's, you know, like, it's just calm down, you know. And so anyways, he's going to send me to his eye specialist and to take a look at it this week. And so then this week, Moses took off to Texas with Drew. They drove off over there. And so this week has just been really trying for me, just because, like, when I'm stressed, I know Moses is there for me. He's always, you know, like, comforting me. And so, you know, in the late hours of the night, I'm up worrying, like, what's going on? Am I, you know, what's going on with me? And I've just been worshiping God and just listening to His word and just reading His word. And I just want to encourage everybody, because, you know, then what happened with Pastor Mike, and, you know, that shifted my attention from my, you know, what happened to me to, you know, what's going on with him and praying for him and, you know, standing in the gap for him. And I just know that, you know, God just told me the other night. I was listening to a preaching, and He spoke clearly to me and just said, you know, we have to have faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, when we pray, I automatically think, you know, I'm kind of like my mom. I'm a worrier, but, you know, she was actually worse. I mean, she's worse, but she's gotten better. She's got a lot of kids to worry about. You know, I have three, but, just that, you know, sometimes God just doesn't answer your prayer just like that in the morning. Okay, you're done. It's fine, you know. In our waiting, in our prayer time, and it's in that time and that our faith grows, you know. God is going to cultivate something, just like when you plant something. You don't expect, you know, when you plant a seed, you don't expect to grow tomorrow, you know. And if it does, look at, you know, pull it up. What kind of roots are holding on to it? Nothing. There's not going to be nothing holding on to it. And we just have to know and just trust God that He is there for us. He's, you know, He has a purpose and a plan for us. This world, you know, like, it's not something that my niece and my nephew, I had them this on Friday, and they were like, I don't know. I don't want to be here anymore. I've told the Lord, take me now. You know, and I'm like, no, you guys can't be saying that. You are the hope that this world needs. I'm like, you guys need to put your hope and trust in God. You guys were born for a time as such as this. You know, God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. So He's not done with us yet. And if we just crouch down and just be like, oh, well, that's just the way life is. No, that's not the way life is. That's not the way that God wants us to live. So this verse came to me this morning, and I just kind of just want to say it in Joshua 1:8, it says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And, you know, this is, of course, the Bible's on here, but I do have my other Bible. And study the word. You know, like, if you don't have an answer, go to God. God has all the answers in this book. And we just need to meditate on Him day and night, and just know that, you know, our faith is going to grow by just trusting in Him and just believing that, you know, God has a plan and that it will come to pass. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, like, I thank the God that, you know, I know that God's put me through this trial because Moses isn't here, you know. I'm like, I can't run to him. I'm, you know, I can't be like, what's going on? You know, I'm doing this on, not on my own, but, you know, the Lord is with me. And so I just want to encourage you guys that you aren't alone. God, you just have to have God, and he's everything that you need. And so with that, I just want to say thank you for letting me come up.
Of course. Hey, do you mind if we extend our hands to you or pray? May I put my hands on you and pray for you right now, just in this time? And if anybody wants to come up and lay hands and pray, that would be really appreciated too.
Yeah, or just extend your hands too if you don't want to. But yeah, either way.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, Jesus, I just thank you for who you are in Gina. I thank you, Father, for just being with her in such a mighty way right now. And I just speak that your goodness and your wholeness, Father, would just take over her body, Father, that you would come into her eye and just take out anything that isn't of you, Father. Any trauma, any swelling, any irritation, any clotting, Father, we just command it to go in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name, we just speak peace in its place, Father. Wholeness, health, and joy in Jesus' name. Yeah, that the reports from the doctors would be good ones, Father.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that your truth would come into this being right now, Father, and that there would be an alignment with, that her body would be in alignment with how your word originally formed her, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, so I just say in Jesus' name, be healed, I give you permission to be fully healthy, I. Yeah, 100% healthy right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So who's ready to have the best 2021 ever? Anybody? Yeah. Come on. We get to decide, regardless of what happens in politics, regardless of what happens in the world, we're on the winning side. And so let's move forward with intentionality on how we're pursuing a fulfilled life in Christ. Go deeper in the word, like Gina said. Like, don't take this for granted at all. Go deeper in the word. Go deeper in your prayer. Get with your spouse and pray with your family. Do all the things and just allow Jesus to see you, to see in your home, to peek in your windows, to open up the closet where you put all the stuff when people come over. Like, allow that to be your relationship with Jesus. Amen?
Amen. And if you don't know where to start with the Proverbs a day and or Ephesians. Ephesians is a really good place to start because its whole purpose is talking about what is the church and what's God's purpose for it. And we are the church, not just this building, but us as people. We get to be the ambassadors for the Lord, right? And that's just a really good place to start, even just a verse at a time, a chapter at a time. Just make sure you read it in its entirety and find out, like, what is the Lord saying about this and us in this time? And be encouraged.
So Jesus, we thank you for who you are. And for what you're doing, God, and that although we have plans, we have agendas, we have a route in our life that we want to take, God, that ultimately, Lord, we want to link arms and be led by you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every person here, every person on Zoom, every person, Lord, that calls this place home, Jesus. And I just declare that as we walk out of this place, we're stepping into an intentional life with you, Jesus. Bring us revelation in our prayer. Bring us revelation in our word. And I just thank you for this community and for what you're doing, in our pastor right now in his body, what you're doing in Galen, what you're doing in their children. And we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that it is finished, that you already won. The battle's already won. You call us more than conquerors. And we just release, Lord, your blessing over this place. Miracles, provision, Lord, that everybody in this place would be taken care of. Yeah, we thank you for all that. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Love you. We will keep you updated about Pastor. Have a great week, and we'll see you guys next Sunday.
And don't forget to hit up Tara just to make sure she has your number so you can get those updated details.